Good morning. Thank you for joining with me for a half hour of contemplation and meditation on A Course in Miracles, Workbook Lesson 214. Workbook Lesson 214 is a review lesson. I am not a body, I am free. For I am still as God created me. I place the future in the hands of God. The past is gone, the future is not yet. Now am I freed from both. For what God gives can only be for good. And I accept, but what he gives as what belongs to me. I am not a body, I am free, for I am still as God created me. As I contemplate this lesson, I feel a surrender into trust. It says, and I accept, but what he gives is what belongs to me. Without this trust, there is no freedom. I place the future in the hands of God. I trust him. And in that trust, there is freedom. Freedom from suffering. And the future isn't something that is years away. The future is the next moment. Yesterday I had plans to do certain things. In my mind, I knew I would do them. Do my chores in the morning, meet my mom for lunch, and then get back to the sanctuary to hear my friends share. But at lunch, my mom had driven into town to see me and had gotten lost getting there because there was road work and a detour. And she was quite late and was very upset because it took her so long, and she was afraid because she was lost feeling. And so I felt to lead her home after lunch. And when I called my husband, I would be late getting home because I was going to have to lead her home first. As I told him, I watched the conversation and the emotion. I was feeling frustrated and disappointed and angry. All of that because the future the mind had planned wasn't going to happen. And as I realized that, I was able to surrender the rest of the day to simply being in the present moment, to be in the now. The lesson says, now am I freed. Now am I freed from both the past and the future. When I surrendered into the present moment, now, letting go of the story of my mother and the future of what the day was planned to be, I was free. Free of the anger, disappointment, and the frustration. And as it turns out, there was an accident on the way, and another detour, which wasn't marked. And I was grateful to have been there leading my mom. She didn't know the way. I had GPS and had direction from the officer, so I was able to lead her safely. And I was grateful that I had recognized that I had planned the future and had closed my heart to the present moment now. And in that recognition, I was able to open my heart back up. My gratitude comes from recognizing it and allowing my heart to open again to the what is of right now. So much is lost in closing our heart to the present moment. Holy Spirit, inner guide, my higher self, help me today to be open to the present moment. Help me to find the trust I have within, to release and to relax into life in the present moment, as you would have it unfold. Help me to be free today and always. Help me to live in the present moment now, the only place where life can be. I love you, and I am so grateful. I am so grateful that I am not a body. I am free. For I am still as you created me. Amen. As we sink deeply into our hearts, we bring ourselves into the present moment. Letting go of the past and the future. Simply allowing ourselves to be here right now. Taking a few deep breaths and relaxing into right now. Noticing what are the body sensations. just noticing what's happening right now. Not judging, not trying to change, simply noticing what's in the present moment right now. And what are the sounds? And what are the thoughts? Simply noticing, not judging or changing. Just being honest with what's here in the present moment, with curiosity. And what emotions, or mood, or frame of mind? There is no right, there is no wrong. Just noticing. Opening our hearts to simply being. Allowing life to unfold however it wants. Simply watching, simply allowing, with an open heart. Thank you. Thank you for joining with me in surrendering to life in the present moment. Namaste.